And I want to introduce you to Wayne Currell. He is a writer, journalist, and the founder of a new project where volunteers scribe the life stories of people in aged or palliative care. And I've been asking backseat drivers, without being too morbid, what you'd like the final line in your life story to be? 0437 922 720. I'll share some of those lines shortly. But firstly, welcome to Drive, Wayne.
G'day, Jeff. How are you going?
Well, I love this idea for a start. Tell me, where did the idea for the last word come from?
Well, when I finished work full-time recently, Jeff, I was looking around for something to do, something to give back to the community, and I came across this group in Melbourne that was doing palliative biographies, and I couldn't find one in Perth. So I emailed Lana Glaukowski from Palliative Care WA, and not thinking much of it, but she got back to me straight away and said, great idea. So we met for a cup of coffee and had a bit of a chat about it, and we put an email out there saying wayne.thelastword at gmail.com, and I was actually blown away by the responses, Jeff. We only got about 30 replies, but we had our first meeting today, and 20 people turned up, and they were all keen, ready, set to go, you know, and, you know, it was fantastic.
So tell us, how is it going to work? I don't know that you can write a complete biography for each person you work with. So what do you do?
Well, it's still in the early stages, actually, Jeff, so we're still working that out. But it's basically, it's not a book at all on a person. It's just something, a keepsake that a family can hold on to when a loved member of their family passes on. And just something that they can hand down to the generations to find out, you know, what grandma or grandpa was like or what their life was like at that time. And it also, it's a great therapeutic thing for the person going through that stage of their life. I mean, we're all going to die, and we've all got a story to tell. So, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, that's been missing in WA, at least anyway, for some time. So, yeah.
So you'd like, well, you're accumulating this army of volunteers who are either, I guess, invited into aged care and palliative facilities to sit with someone, to talk with someone, to listen.
Yeah, to listen to their story and take notes and, you know, like a conversation. And, you know, someone said to me today at the meeting, how long is it going to take? And I said, well, how long is a piece of string? I mean, it all depends on the person and the person that's sort of sitting down taking their notes and everything, and we don't want the volunteers to think, oh, it's going to be, you know, 20 hours or 30 hours a week. It's whatever you can donate. That's what we're saying to people. If you can only spare 5 hours a week, fine. If you can spare more, great. If you can spare less, doesn't matter, as long as you're there. And we've also told people, you don't need to be a journalist or a writer. You just need to be someone that can listen to someone tell a story. Sit down, take some notes. Everyone's got a mobile phone these days. And they've got record. You can record on your mobile phone. So yeah, it's basically at the early stages. And we've also got to, you know, we have to get incorporated and get insurance and go through all that sort of stuff, because, you know, people invite you into their house. You know, you've got to have police checks and everything. But yeah, I've been really buoyed by the response. Actually, it's been fantastic.
And as a former journo, Wayne, do you like the idea of sitting down with someone and having them perhaps, and knowing that you've now got the time and you don't have to create a headline.
Yeah.
You sit down and listen to someone, and they might be a little reticent for a while, but then you ask them the right question and a great story gets told.
Yeah, that's the idea, actually, Jeff. And you know, it's also what I've found out about what the research I've done. It's also very uplifting too for the person that's doing the interview, you know, the one that's taking all the notes and everything. It sort of gives them an insight in someone's life, and it's quite a privilege when they invite you into their life and they share, you know, their most, I guess, intimate moments that they've had during their life. And we just think it's a great way of sort of, you know, holding on to memories of loved ones.
I think it's a really kind-hearted and lovely idea. Are you still recruiting, Wayne? Do you want more people
to come to you
before you start going out to those aged care facilities or palliative care places?
For sure, Jeff. We're always looking for, as I say, it was only the first meeting today and we had 20 people there. There were a number of people who said, look, I can't make the meeting, but I'm interested in the concept. Can you keep me in the loop? And we said, yeah, no problem. So if people are interested, Jeff, they can. It's the email address is wayne.thelastword@gmail.com. so they can get in touch that way with us.
Wayne, thank you very much. You're going to hear some great stories. That's a really beautiful idea. Wayne Currell.